Shirin gives a gnar for Yodalad Adarwar and Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Chav Beis. We're continuing the Hilchas Megillah and we're going to continue on to the next three mitzvahs, Ayayim, Mishloach Manas, Matanus Lav Yayim, and Sudas Purim. So Alacha Chav Beis. Shachris Purim in the morning, Mashkim in Lebeis HaKnesset. You get up early to go to Shul. Now, Alachri Shemanesser, following Shemanesser, Imrim Chatzi Kaddish, you have half a Kaddish, there's no Tachnon. And Bekirim Batayr, Be Parshas Beyavi Amalek. They move on to Kriyas HaTayr and we read the Parshas Amalek as known that Haman was a Gogi. He was an Enikel of Amalek from Agog, and we read the mitzvah of annihilating Amalek. Klosa Gavri, we call up to the Torah three people to get aliyahs. V'chaka chatzi kaddish, followed by chatzi kaddish. U'lachar shmachnes in the Sefer Torah. Koyrin is a Megillah. After they put the Sefer Torah back in the Oren, we read the Megillah. Now, la'achar bracha achroina, ein aymer b'shachris asher heini, we don't say that piyut. U'lachar shasim hakela mashiach, after Birkas Haravas Rivenu, when you complete that bracha, Oimrim Sheshanas Yaakov, we do say the Piyot Sheshanas Yaakov. And then we continue on and we say, Asher Volatzin, Kaddish Shalom with Tiskabel, as we do on every other day. We conclude the Volatzin with Tiskabel Tzloysen, which concludes the official part of davening. Now, Be'ein Lachlis Tfilin Adlach Kriyas HaMegillah. One should not take off the Tfilin till after laying the Megillah. Why? Because Tfilin is meant to be part of the Megillah. The Pasuk says, and Chachamim learned, Vikar, Darshin, on Elu Tfilin. And therefore we should have them on. And in addition, in Yesh Mila, Malin Kaidim Kriyas HaMegillah, for the same reason, if there's a Bris Mila in Shul, the Bris Mila takes place before reading the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah, because also this is affiliated and connected with the mitzvah of the Megillah. It says, V'sasayin Zumila. Now, halach of Gimel, irshim ukefes chayma mimaisi shua binun. A city which is surrounded by and enclosed by a wall from the days of Yeshua binun, specifically a wall that existed since then. Koyrin ba b'chamisha asa. They read the Megillah and all the mitzvahs of Chag apply on the 15th of Chodesh Adar, like Yerushalayim. The lo yishchichim in the same. This is not found. This is not common anywhere else in the world. Even though Shushan, we give it its covered because of the story of Shushan that was there. Purim to Mukafin, because they had that additional day. Simin Kufman Beis, which will again, like we mentioned, we'll discuss the other three mitzvahs Hayyim, Mishloach Manas, sending portions of food for the Sa'uda to friends, L'Re'eu, Matanas Lavyen, giving gifts to the poor, and so this Purim, the feast and the meal of Purim. Halach Al. Chayiv kol adam l'shloach, l'chol ha'pachas la'adam, echad shtei matanas. There's an obligation for every Yid, and as we'll see, women as well, to send, and send specifically through a shliach is best, to give two people, and each one, to one person, two matanas. Tiksiv, as the pasuk says, u'mishloach manas ish l're'eu. A man gives his friend a shipment, so to speak, a sending of two portions. Now, mashma shtei matanas l'achad, it's two matanas to one person. Now, b'chol amar b'lishloach manas l're'eim, harei z'mishubach, the more, the merrier. The more someone sends to more friends, the better. U'mikolmakam, however, it's better to focus on a different mitzvah, which is, Dr. Mikolmakam, toi mutav l'harbaz matanas l'avyayinim, l'harbaz v'sudasai, u'mishloach manas l're'eim. It's better to invest more in giving gifts to the poor, money to the poor, matanas l'avyayinim, which is like tzedakah, special for Purim, then investing and having a great lavish sa'udah or giving more friends gifts or gifts of food when they already have. They're not necessarily of yayin. Now, ki ein simcha gdoila, there's no simcha, no rejoicing as great l'mayil of nekash baruch hu b'adei b'shter el sameach lebev yayin b'yisayim v'almanis, to gladden the hearts of widows and orphans and poor people. Sameach lebev lalim, someone that does invest in having and gladdening the heart of the people that are downtrodden, ha'elu, these that we mentioned, doy melashchina, he is similar to the Eibishter, shenemar, lahachis ruach shvalom, lahachis libnit koim, in which the Eibishter is also, he brings life to those that are downfallen, and revives those that are crushed. Halacha beis. Now, loy nikru monois, el advarim sheru'im li'achel, k'moy shehen b'li tikon. What is considered monois, which means portions that you give to one friend, you send two portions, they are food that has to be ready to be eaten as is without any other investment. That means it doesn't need to be cooked, doesn't need to be processed. Keep going, for example, basav dog, mevushalim, if fish or meat that was cooked, v'loy chayim, and not if they're raw, I mean mesika, or different goodies, different nuts, etc., I payers of fruits, I kais yayin, a cup of wine, umei dvash, is a med, a certain type of drink they would drink, v'kayetzabai, and the like, anything that's ready right away to be eaten, that falls under the category and the definition of monies. Now, Kol Adam B'Yisrael. Now we're moving on to the next mitzvah. And again, I'm going to preface. The mitzvah of Matanas Labyanim is one person has to give one friend two portions. We go by brachas, so it should be two different brachas of ready-made food. And Matanos Labyanim is you have to give one matana, but to two different poor people. So this is one to two, that's Matanas Labyanim. And Mishloach Manas is one to one. Now, halacha gimel, kol adam, every single person, afilu anashu b'Yisrael, even the poorest person between yid, namakabel tzedakah, and he receives tzedakah from others, still he is obligated also to give on this day. Chayv litim l'chol apach shtei matanis l'shtei anim. He has to give two matanis to two anim. D'hayin matana achas l'kol achad. Saying each one, he has to give one coin, which is alisha v'pruta and beyond, to each one of them. The pasuk says, matanis, plural, la'evyoinim, plural. So he has to give two matanas to two avyanim. So he gives a gift to one and a gift to another. The aim of doctoring of Emois Purim Bechlal, one should not be stingy and not be very scrupulous and very careful to give only a specific amount to then check the person's books. Anyone that's ready to stretch their hand out and they're at the point that they're ready to take, noisin lo, you should give. Oh, and the Rebbe Nunbeis discussed, the Rebbe cried about it, that Melamayla also they're giving, and there's going to come a day we're going to miss. When Yemais HaMashiach, we're going to miss the opportunity that we're able to give and unleash such koiches, give every person that just milmailo. Now, Omishu b'makam she'en shama name. What happens? A person that lives in an area where there are no poor people readily available. Yaakov Samois Etzloi, if you can't make it to a place where you could find them, which is obviously best case scenario, and today you could wire in and through various organizations that will reach them by Yaim. But if you can't, Yaakov Samois Etzloi, you should hold on to the money by you in a specific place. Achiz Dam Lanim until it come to pass and you find that name, or Yishlochem Lam, or following Yamtiv, or on Yamtiv, you send it to them and it'll reach them when it reaches them. You did your responsibility and your obligation by setting it aside and being mafresh. Halacha Dal. Gam Hanashim Chayavis Bishloach Manas Matanas Labyanim. Similar to what we said in regard to the Megillah, even though we said that it's a mitzvah shesh asman grama, bechlal the whole Purim, but afhein hayu ba'isa nes, being that they were part of the nest of Purim through Esther, they are obligated even in this mitzvah, and they're also obligated to send mishloach manas and matanas labyanim to give the poor and to send portions to their friends. Mishloach manas tishlach isha le'isha be'ish le'ish. A woman should send to other women, to women, and a man should send specifically to men. Avo matanas labyanim, however, gifting the poor, yichol gam isha le'shloach le'ish, she could send a poor man, v'chein behipoch and vice versa. Now, k'tas noshim, there are some women that make the following mistake. Soim chesal ba'alein, shen shochin gam bishvilam, they rely on their husband sending mishloach manas, and they consider themselves one unit as a family. Why? Because that's the way they're packing the whole day mishloach manas, and they think they're yaitzah with the fact that they packed and the husband gave it, and that is not proper. But ain't enough, and that's not the way to go. Elias lahachmer, they should be more careful, and they should send it on their own. Halacha hey, chayavin let. We're moving on to the chiyuv of seudas purim. And halacha hey, chayavim lechav lishtos l'smayach b'purim. One has to be rejoice specifically in time of eating and drinking by the seudas purim, and this really applies even though we, as we'll soon see, the pasuk says yemei mishta b'simcha, and therefore the mishta be'etzem specifically happens by day as the other two mitzvahs, but. Being that Purim, it's already from the night before we started saying Baal HaNisim, there's an inyan to be ma'arbeh b'sudas. We'll see now. So Gam B'Leil HaBasar, also on the 14th by night, Ya'arbeh k'tzas b'sudas, you should add a little bit in Suda. Ukshachal b'matzeh Shabbos, to the extent that when Purim falls out Matzeh Shabbos, the time sester obviously is on Thursday, he should make sure not to eat too much. Asher tzar lasin v'shabbos v'shlishis. Even though you need to make shal shudas, yimayik tzas b'achilosoi. You should diminish a little bit the amount you're eating. Go easy on the food. By yom, by day, liter makam v'sudas purim leil purim. You should have food place even for this sudas purim that again we said is a minhag only by night because be'etzim and adin it's only by day. So you should still have place even for this night. So the mikol makam, however, v'sudas shalaisi b'layla ein yotzin dechavasam. One should know that you do not fulfill the obligation of Seudas Purim by the Seudah that's made by night. As we mentioned already, the Shachyon before Kriyas Megillah, that goes also on the Mitzvah Hayyim of Seudah, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. And that's specifically where you're to only by day. The Iker Seudah Mitzvah Sashtiyah by Yom. The Iker Mitzvah by day, as the Pasuk says, the Ksiv Yimei Mishta. Now, V'yesh Lahadlik Neder Zderech Simcha V'yamtif. We already mentioned in the earlier simon that one should light candles and find them ready and lit and a table mutzas, mitzvah mutzas, when he comes home on the eve of Purim. But he says also by day there's an Indian to light candles, it's part of the simcha. In the matzeh Purim, which begins the Purim, the Mukafin. It starts the Purim in the cities that are Mukafos, Chavim Meis Yisroel Binun, like Yerushalayim and the like. Then also there's an need to rejoice, and therefore we extend the Suda from by day into the night. Now, being that, the other two mitzvahs as well apply specifically by day, which means sending, giving to the, gifting the poor and sending portions of food to friends. That also has to be by day. However, being that people are very busy with sending portions of food, etc., it is okay the fact that people extend the suda into the night. So how do you go about it? You daf mincha early. We would even have mincha gdoila. Half an hour after chatzos, you could even start then. And then v'oisin asoda lachem mincha. And after mincha, you sit down to asoda. Obviously, you can't sit down to asoda before you have mincha like any other guy. So tzrichim lasas al chaponim roiv asoda b'yam. One should try that the majority of the soda should be by day. Kshachal b'erev Shabbos. When it falls out on Shabbos, oisim oisa b'shachris mipnei kvayt Shabbos. They do it early because of the cover of the Shabbos. Again, when the Purim falls out on Friday, you want to have the Suda very early so you come into Shabbos a little hungry. You don't want to start the Suda after Mincha, like we said. Even though generally, we said the person is also good other mitzvahs in the morning. One should invest in learning Torah before the Suda. Smachla davar, a support for this, we find in the Pasuk, and we quoted this Pasuk earlier. It says, and the word Oira tells us the Yidin possessed then Dashin Oira, Zu Torah, they had Torah, and therefore you should learn Torah. Yes, Oimrim. There's an opinion, a very interesting one. Yes, Lachal Min is there Oimrim Bepurim. People should eat legumes, different types of seeds and nuts on Purim. Zecher for two specific things. One is Zecher Luzarainim, Sha'achlu Daniel Bechaveir Bebavel, when Daniel and his friends, Hanayim Shalom and Azariah, were in Bavel by Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't eat anything Terefin, so they ate specifically as described in Daniel. They ate nuts and the Kaiser Oinim. And also Zeichel Zarenim Shachla Esther, that Esther ate, East the Gemara says, Vishanes Narasel Latoiv, that what did she give them good? She had seven maidservants that were Yidinas to remind her Shabbos. She didn't want to tell them that she's Jewish. How did she ensure that they eat kashrus? So she gave them Zarainin and Zeichel to those Zarainin, those seeds. We eat sunflower seeds and whatever other types of nuts we can go for. The dinner of Birk of Alanis and Birk Samasan, one could find also by Hanukkah, etc.